May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 16th, 2023. And today I'll be reporting again from the front lines of the global revolution in higher consciousness. I have some videos and articles of the week that you will rarely, if ever, see or hear in the lamestream media. This is to provide those conscious evolution tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscientious evolutionary ascent, also known as the time of revelations or the Great Awakening, which is the Aquarian frequency shift, the 5D quantum shift to the quantum age of unified field conscience with the effective sensory perception, sometimes called ESP, but there's nothing extra about it. When you got it, it's just effective sensory perception. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Yes, the quantum field geometry is the astrology that gives some insight into mass psychology worldwide. So one's brain field holodeck, as I call it, is your quantum interface and unified field connection with our solar system's quantum field. And right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is sharing some very interesting quantum field resonance with subtle energies of the kingdom of heaven within us. For example, give you a little cosmic orientation here. The sun is in Sagittarius. The moon is in Aquarius. Sagittarius is kind of like mental fire. It's a fire sign that has to do with the higher mental body. It is a sextile, the moon in Aquarius. That moon in Aquarius is also the focus of a T-square between Venus in Scorpio, which is opposition to Uranus and Taurus. Both of them are square when focusing their energies or resolving, you might say, as creative tension with the squares with the moon in Aquarius. So that's, I mean, there's some, I could talk about that for a while, but I won't. I don't have time to get through it all today. There's also a talent triangle with Pluto trine, the Uranus, again, in Taurus, and both of them are sextile Neptune. It's like focusing their energies, and Neptune in Pisces for a very high mystical cosmic love perspective, which I intend to provide today by God's grace. There's also a talent triangle, a strong influence in this geometry with Jupiter in Taurus, trine Mercury in Capricorn. That's almost an exact trine. Both of them are sextile Saturn in Pisces. Again, Pisces, deep mystical sign. Saturn focusing the energies of Mercury and Jupiter for expansive higher mental understanding of the, you might say, the deep mysteries of God that Saturn tends to make very congruent, Saturn in Pisces. So that's an interesting coordinate. And I could go into this more again, but I don't have time to cover everything today. And I'm sure some people aren't familiar or comfortable even with the even concept of astrology, even though the three wise men were no dummies. They were astrologers. They led the wise men right to the birthing of the Christ. It's a great story. Whether you believe it's true or not, you know, it's the idea of our Christic consciousness can be directed or guided by stellar influences. Anyway, so much for the Cosmic Fireside. Today I have three recent newsletters to discuss. Back on December 4th, was Bust the Bankers. December 9th, it was Urgent Alert, Currency Collapse and Reboot. And December 13th, that was the new moon. Here just a few days ago, it was More Light at a Very Dark Time. So it starts out pretty heavy, pretty intense. Then it gets even more intense with the Urgent Alert. And then things lighten up with the new moon. More Light at a Very Dark Time. And I'm going to go right into Bust the Bankers. The headline caption for that show here on back on December 4th was "Busted: The Bankster's Desperate Hail Mary Pass, Receiver in the End Zone, and Who Is Blocking?" Which is to say, the banksters, you know, are kind of behind the whole, you know, the economic debacle we're seeing as the BRICS nations rise and the Western economics, we're seeing classic signs of excess and, of course, inflation and everything else. So I'm trying to give a little of the big picture here on the Great Reset as promoted by deep state globalists, which is virtually an in-our-face totalitarian takeover with such outrageous hubris that says, "We will own nothing and be happy, you know. Don't worry, be happy, even though you won't own anything." Apparently, the banksters plan to own and control everything while we dance to "Don't Worry, Be Happy." The darkness before the dawn, since the beginning of the pre-planned globalist psychological operation that was codenamed COVID, which is an acronym for Certificate of Vaccine ID, COVID, the deep state power elite potentates have been pushing their agenda of digital IDs, digital passports, digital currency, and the digital surveillance gulag that big tech pioneered in China. Well, I tell you what, that's a mouthful, folks, but I mean, that's kind of a synopsis of what's been going on with the giant psyop of the Great Reset. And so the best way to bust the banksters, you know, in this whole agenda is to preempt their nefarious agenda by exposing them. Expose those suckers. So I have a short video here. Those who are following the show with the newsletter at HeartCom, at the HeartCom Network at HeartCom.org, you can follow this along, or of course, in a few days, this will be up in the show notes, the links to these newsletters, and you can follow along in another window. If you're on a computer, you can pause the podcast at any time and watch these videos, like this video trailer on the Great Taking. You know, this is David Webb exposes the system that banksters have in place to take everything from everyone. So you will own nothing and be happy. Anyway, it's a trailer. The movie is out, The Great Taking, and you can actually, I'm sure you can do a search on that. The Great Taking is what it's called, documentary. And it goes into, you know, how this has been the plan all along. We own and control the physical and human resources of humanity through the digital everything control matrix. So, some of you who are listening to live today can also pull up HeartCom Network in another window, and you can see the link the Bust the Banksters in the archive page, and you can follow along as I'm going through this, basically doing a reading. I get off script a lot. I add things that aren't there as kind of an update to the content that is, again, archived at the HeartCom Network. So by now, the Great Awakening of Global Netizens has sparked, I call it, evolution, revolution, revelations in higher consciousness, with the whole truth The banksters bailing themselves out while big media's censorship industrial complex runs cover for the criminal collusion of big government with big business. So a little infographic I have here, a lady at a party drinking a cocktail and saying, if we're really wrong about them, they would need to censor us. She's got a little twinkle in her eye. You got to keep your sense of humor, folks, or this stuff would be depressing. And basically, I reference how the big media's censorship industrial complex is running cover for a criminal collusion of big government with big business. What they used to call fascism, now it's called private public partnerships. They keep changing the name of the criminality so people can get confused. They don't know what to think, and they just go along with the official narrative. But by now, we're seeing the collateral damage from these policies, these powerly policies that create and manage disease, war, and Kissinger-style population control, as is reducing world population dramatically. In the name of, as Kissinger would say, global order and security, of course. And I'm not saying God rest your soul, rest in peace, Kissinger. I think Kissinger, just go to hell. Don't pass go. Go directly to hell. You know, Kissinger, one of the greatest mass murderers in history, a fork-tongued, two-faced triple Gemini who could, basically... he was, when I say forked tongue, the guy was just, he was serpentine to say the least. So a little cartoon infographic there with a guy that was sipping his cup of coffee and looking at the morning paper and saying, oh, look, a government caused another problem. And then another expression he has going, oh, I guess we need some more government. this is what they do. They create and manage problems that they create, solidify, and of course most people listening know this, and I like to break the intensity and the craziness of this with some outrageous satire from Awaken with JP. And there's a great one here called We're Watching Your Social Media, so for the greater good, in the name of the greater good, shut the heck up. Anyway, that's very great satire. That's one of the better of the more recent ones of Awaken with JP. And he had some Awaken with JP had some more or less funny videos regarding what's going on with the entire. Zionist genocide, I guess, to say it bluntly, in Gaza. And he doesn't deal with it directly. He deals indirectly with issues that are going on. You can't be too direct when you're mainstream like JP is about the abject genocide. And you can't make, there's nothing funny about it. Satire doesn't work. It's just too horrible. He does make some jokes around the subject. He had a video about the three Ivy League college women who were rationalizing and justifying their suppression of Palestinian demonstrations on campus. And basically, again, the subject of we have to take away freedom of speech in order to protect democracy, that kind of craziness. And there is some satire in this regarding this. So, it's for the greater good, as JP would say in this video. So anyway, I segue from that satire to a newsflash that goes, Israel is not a Jewish state. It's a Zionist state. And that Zionist state, political, is a link to a compendium on political Zionism. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. There's no way you're going to understand the whole Zionist issue and how Israel's a Zionist state without some background videos and articles that are really, and infographics that are brilliantly expose how Zionism is the, quote, Antichrist religion of the Pharisees, unquote. And that's from Chuck Baldwin, in a full article that you can read, where he explains that there is no promised blessing on America for blessing the Antichrist Zionist state of Israel. So this is a very contentious issue. The mainstream media is owned and controlled, almost lock, stock, and barrel, by Zionist quarterbacks, controllers of the media. And you are deplatformed or demonized, or, and this has been, you know, the core influence in the deep state. I would say probably that is unspeakable. Again, you know who's owning and controlling you? By those you can't criticize in the media. So, I'm small potatoes. I don't think they want to make a case out of, you know, the host of Cosmic Love. It just makes them look bad. It just makes them look bad. And, they look bad enough, but, flying under the radar, you know, as the host of Cosmic Love, I mean, truth is the critical issue here. And so I'm following and doing a segue here to a truther video of the week. And this is a brilliant, a conversation between independent journalist Chris Hedges and former U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, explaining how the U.S. political system funds and perpetuates the powerful U.S. war machine that profits from supplying Israel with the jets and bombs used to massacre Gaza residents, and how global netizens can protest loud and clear to defund the insanity and thus remove the self-serving incentive of the war machine that creates and exploits the war for their prosperity at the expense of public austerity and abject tyranny. And there's Ron Paul quote in a little infographic saying, "It is no coincidence that the century of total war coincided with the century of central banking." Ron Paul. Again, the issue of bust the bankers. And a quote following is from James Madison, fourth U.S. president, who was chief architect of the Constitution, who said back in 1795, quote, "Of all the enemies to public liberty, war is perhaps the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other enemy. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare," unquote. Again, this is on the heel of a quote by Ron Paul saying, "It's no coincidence that the century of total war coincided with the century of central banking," by, again, the Western system. Federal Reserve banking system is not federal, has no reserve. It's based on debt. And this has been the banksters that are being busted. It's going to happen sooner or later, folks. The next article will go into it in more detail. In the meantime, some background on the cabal, the fall of the cabal. It's a geopolitical reality report, and it's a Patriot Underground interview with Gene Decode. Now, Patriot Underground interviews, this interview with Gene Decode is a live update on geopolitics as we enter a critical phase of Great Awakening to the Zionist genocide in Israel and control of not only big media and big government, but also big tech and mass pharmacide. So at 13 minutes of this video, you'll hear how the Israeli Mossad created Hamas as an excuse to wage war, depopulate Gaza, and exploit the huge newly discovered oil and gas field, and clear the way for the Ben-Gurion Canal, as is planned to bypass the Suez Canal. And again, this is far out stuff for new people. You know, new readers on my Substack list, which I'm largely reading from as I go through this. Again, the Israeli Mossad is like their CIA. Their motto is to do war by deception, and they created Hamas. All this thing about fighting Hamas, you know, while they totally demolished Gaza, it's a mass deception. It's like controlled opposition. They created Hamas, And they're using this as an excuse, fighting Hamas, and in the name of defending themselves. But international law says an occupier has no right to defend themselves against the occupied when they occupy a country. This is international law. You don't go and invade a country and then say we have and take over a country and seize the land from the people of a country and say that we have a right to defend ourselves. International law doesn't recognize that. So this is all an illegal operation. Most people listening know this. But again, for new people, this may be shocking, but Israel is not blessed or in any way for what they're doing in Israel, to the Palestinians. So I got more information on this in multiple ways. I've been reporting on this now for months since this whole October 7th, thing happened by Hamas invading, coming into Gaza. And I mean, that whole, it's all set up. It's all a psychological operation. Hamas was created by the Mossad, directed by Mossad, controlled opposition, so they can rationalize and justify endless war against an occupied people in a virtual outdoor prison camp, walled in. It's just so unconscionable. It's beyond words. So I go on to say that, there's mass awakening going on. This is reality therapy. We have to look at the news and put it in context. Keep in mind that what I've been writing and talking about, for the last several years on Web 3.0 whole systems reset hardware will overcome divisive mass deception with collective interactive perception corrections with communication processes that involve and evolve wisdom of the crowd, upgrading our core constitutional rights, Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government for conscientious common sense worldwide. I toss this in every once in a while, the high ground, because people can get bogged down in the insanity that we can witness in Gaza. I mean, the whole world is watching Israeli warplane, purchased from the U.S., dropping U.S. bunker buster bombs on millions of helpless Palestinians in this giant concentration camp. And while no civilized country in the world is humane enough to challenge this Antichrist satanic ritual of mass murder right before Christmas. I mean, has humanity sunk to a level of tacit consent to moral depravity that is stuck in negativity? This is the original sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. So, I mean, Gaza is us. Gaza is the United Sovereigns of Earth. What they're doing to Gaza, they would do to us. So either we support the truth or truth will be exterminated like the Palestinian people, the censorship industrial complex. There's nothing. This is an article, by the way, by Paul Craig Roberts. It was actually later in December than when this article was posted. I just added it today, ran across it, because it just really says it. Support truth or it will be exterminated like the Palestinian people. Now, I go back when I find things, after I'll publish an article, maybe a week or two later, I'll find an article that fits very well what I was trying to say. And I will, insert the headline of that article so people can read it in context of what I was trying to explain. So my point being is there's nothing more evil than Antichrist inversion, subversion, and perversion of Christian loving kindness. Now we're seeing this during Hanukkah, the Jewish festival this last week, they had, in Israel, and while the Israeli state is committing mass murder of the Palestinian people. Enough said, you can also witness Ukraine, where the U.S. State Department with Nikki Haley, who's now running for president, staged the 2014 maiden coup in Ukraine and co-opted Nazi elements in government to run a proxy war against Russia that has displaced millions and killed hundreds of thousands on behalf of the military-industrial complex, funded by banksters bilking U.S. taxpayers. And a little cartoon infographic of Biden, you know, pointing to a sign saying, "I want to share you my economic vision of never-ending wars to feed the military-industrial complex." Of course, he never said that, but that's what he's doing. You know, actions speak louder than words. You can also witness not just, you know, genocide in Israel and war mania in Ukraine. You can witness mass farmicide. A farmicide is a word I coined. It's like democide or genocide. Farmicide, you know, using pharmaceuticals, whereby the media medical complex makes a killing with domestic terror that compelled people to get toxic injections, which top U.S. medical authorities said were safe and effective, but have killed and disabled millions of people worldwide. So more on this global depopulation agenda and videos I'm going to go into later. But a little cartoon there, take the edge off that intense statement saying, I mean, there's a lady with a bottle of syrup or some kind of medicine. She's about to give to her husband, who's laying in bed and looking up to her. And she's saying, "Honey, do you want the headache medicine that causes heart attacks or the fever pills that cause liver failure?" And she looks so sweet. Basically, she's talking about the side effects of medicine. And so I go into these videos on breaking news, mass pharmacide, whistleblower arrested, who he is, what he said. This is an amazing story that the lamestream media would not break, and the media over the United States was all over the internet. You know, it's about what's going on, and this is in New Zealand. The story of it is that there's this individual, he's a whistleblower, who was the head of the New Zealand Ministry of Health, who had all the data on how many people were dying from the vaccinations, and he exposed it. I mean, we're talking about a very large percentage of people getting the injections were dying outright and being harmed for life if they didn't die immediately. They'll be suffering the rest of their lives from the side effects. So there's an emergency update on that. This journalist, Liz Gunn in New Zealand, she's kind of on the run herself. The police raided this guy's place, was raided, and so there's some fervent truth telling with an urgent appeal to the world. The alternative media reported this story quite widespread. But lamestream media is, of course, trying to cover it up. They're trying to double down on vaccine democide or pharmacide, whatever you want to call it, you know, mass murder. And there's a really good video on this by the Reese Report. It goes on to explain how the New Zealand whistleblower and the Philippine government are pushing for justice regarding mass murder via injection, death by injection. It's a famous book. I think it was called Death by Injection by, I can't remember his name now, classic book going back about, 40 years, Death by Injection, about the medical industrial complex and how vaccines are their, it's like their sacrament, you inject something into people, like the polio vaccines that were had cancer viruses in them, and the whole, there was hardly any cancer in the United States until they were in the mass injection of my generation. When I was a kid, you know, those original polio vaccines that's come out, and I've got this on a website on vaccines, the videos and articles, I should maybe have provided that link. But point being is that it's been well known to naturopaths and holistic doctors and healthcare professionals that the real history of vaccines is pathological, how it creates systemic disease, sets up disease modalities for life, with cancer viruses going back to the original polio vaccines that maybe 20, 30 years, those seeded viruses, as the immune system drops off or as there's an assault on the immune system, cancer viruses proliferate. And that's why one in three people are getting cancer these days, because their systems are so toxic and it's triggering. It creates an environment in which cancer can thrive. And this is what's been going on with all kinds of cancers, which have exploded since the vaccine campaign during COVID. But it's not just cancers, of course, it's myocarditis, all kinds of other diseases. It's coming out. This is going to be the year, I think, 2024, this next year, where the proverbial shift is going to hit the fan, the big shift, the quantum shift, the consciousness shift, the energetic Aquarian quantum age, Aquarian frequency shift is going to be occurring. So get ready for the great awakening to our cosmic destiny. You know, the good news is that this Aquarian frequency shift is matriculating the quantum matrix of social conscience from the inside out. You know, social conscience in our social networks. It's a thing. It's a real thing. And social conscience is being suppressed by truth-telling that's being suppressed. Truth-telling is being suppressed by the disinformation, the media, the censorship industrial complex is they're suppressing the frequency shift to mass awakening. If people knew how bad things were and why they were so bad and how good things could be and how fast things could get better, if they knew that, you know, if they had the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, you know, it's gooder than good and getting better and fantastic and getting better, and how, what that looks like and how that works and how, you know, the big shift to Aquarian frequency shift to higher consciousness will make duh obsolete, dense, unconscious, and heartless. How to make duh obsolete. That's the currency of conscience that has sparked the Great Awakening and global revolution, and tools and processes that culture this currency of conscience, you know, conscientious common sense in our all connected social networks. This is the pure intent of this content, of this show that I've done on Bust the Bankers. So I have a self-portrait here that'll blow the mind of some people, but I'm going to pass over that and go right to this next piece because I'm getting tight on time. This next piece is pretty intense, and it's I get these warnings from different people in the alternative media on a regular basis that, and this was an urgent alert, you know, forewarned is forearmed, saying that currency collapse and reboot is coming. Now, whether it's coming this week or next week, I've been getting these reports almost week to week from certain sources on the internet that it's imminent, it's going to happen. But I've been getting them for months. I've been getting them for the last year that the currency is going to collapse. In the BRICS nations, you know, they're not concerned with war and an armed camp worldwide, you know, with foreign bases, hundreds of foreign bases worldwide, which the West was putting their money into. They're strictly into the business of commerce, the business of a good trade, that's what they're putting their money into. They've been eating the lunch, commerce, come on. So I'm going to go into this little bit of an overview here. You know, regular readers of my newsletter are well aware that I've been talking about this coming event for years. But right now, before Christmas, I mean, I don't like to talk about the doom and gloom stuff right before Christmas. I don't hardly do much publishing before Christmas unless it's light and love, you know. What's Christmas supposed to be about if it's not about light and love? So, but think about it, folks. You know, it's critical enough. You know, when I say it's imminent, you know, something's got to give here before too long. As I've been reporting, the gold-backed BRICS currency is adopted by the Eastern Hemisphere and the Global South has proven the gross defects of the fiat dollar, you know, the nothing-backed U.S. dollar, as I featured in my last article that I just talked about on Bankster's Busted. So, I mean, as I've been saying all year, the real reset, the real, you know, global reset that Western banksters conspicuously deny or denounce is the end of the Federal Reserve notes as the global reserve currency standard, which it is now, you know, which it has been since Bretton Woods, you know, back after World War II. And, you know, we're about to see the simultaneous conversion, you know, from these Federal Reserve notes to the global reserve currency to the to a secure, decentralized, global blockchain quantum financial system. I've been talking about this quantum finance. It's coming, but, you know, the old system has to get to the point where people realize it has to end. So it's not like a takeover. It's like a conversion then to the quantum financial system as the Federal Reserve standard diminishes, then the quantum financial system will transition and come in with a wholly new system. Now, this is not talked about in the lamestream media at all. They don't want people to know about it. And yet, there's plenty of information on this for those who follow the subject. And many independent thought leaders are saying that this conversion must happen before the presidential election, or it's going to be rigged all over again, like it was last time. And others say that it must happen now because the pathological bankster insanity has gone kinetic in Gaza. It's gone kinetic. I mean, it's abject insanity in Gaza. You know, and, you know, it's not being our brother's keeper. It's being our brother's, you know, massacre, murder. It's insane. So it must be stopped before this human sacrifice on the war altar spreads throughout the Middle East and into World War III. So you decide. I mean, the article analysis that follows are from good sources who have proven themselves over many years. I provide the article link and an analysis link from a friend of mine who supplies me this data on a regular basis on the imminent collapse of the corruption and the systemic abuse of the economic powers that be, you know, called the deep state, called the cabal, whatever you want to call it. There's a good analysis. Again, whether it happens this week or next week or next month, you know, it's imminent, and a lot has to do with how many people, whether enough good people wake up soon enough. And wake up enough soon enough so that they can basically mediate the process of transition from an economics of scarcity to an economics of abundance. From, you know, the transition from the false Fed fiat dollar to a quantum financial system. And this gets confusing because there's a lot of things about the quantum financial system, about digital security that has been warned about by a lot of people, as myself over this last year. But this is the problem with digital. The digital gulag is the agenda. So a lot of people can't see the quantum financial system without being concerned that this is where it's going. So this requires discernment. That's why we don't hear, even from the alliance, you might say, of white hats, we don't hear about the quantum financial system very much because people get it confused with the digital takeover agenda, and they think it's the same thing, where it's not. It's like me talking about Swedish pollen extract. You know, royal jelly, and people just have it in their mind that, you know, the Swedish pollen extract is pollen, and which is bee pollen, which is about as far from royal jelly as a bicycle is from a Tesla supercar. But people get this thing in their mind, you know, that anything digital with the currency is bad, and they can't hear about the quantum financial system without transposing that that matrix mindset of, you know, of how it could be bad when it could be, and the intention of it and the design of it and the infrastructure could provide for the security, the ID security, rather than ID takeover in a social credit system like big tech has implemented in communist China. So this might be too much for some people listening. I'm going to go to something lighter now. This piece I just published here a few days ago. And, you know, I really like to keep it light, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. That's what I like to do. So this article is called More Light at a Very Dark Time, The Mystical Magic of Mediation's Flame. Now, I play a lot around with the word meditation as mediation. Meditate, you know, becoming one with, you know, and you're mediating your consciousness with the source of the, you know, the flame of God, love, source, I am. So, you know, this thing of real meditation, mediation, you become one with source, you became a sorcerer. You know, the idea of being one with source, and of course, this will be the Aquarian age, you know, the fifth dimensional 5D plus consciousness will basically have a relationship with source, whereby effective sensory perception, ESP, gifts of the Holy Spirit, will manifest. So this compendium is dedicated to all who would mediate unity and diversity, or meditate on unity consciousness, as keepers of frequency, KOF, keepers of frequency. So if you're keeping the frequency of peace, joy, enlightened love, the great Christ mass awakening, Christmas awakening, you know, second coming of Christ and the collective consciousness humanity, if you're keeping that frequency of peace, joy, enlightened love, then you are inadvertently already a keeper of the frequency, part of the KOF alliance. So cosmic love, universal love, universal law language, you know, law of the angels, language of the angels, as a frequency is always, always forgiving, always, as in frequently, forgiving. Love is forgiving, you know, it's forgiving, not getting. So as in frequently. So what goes around with the Holy Spirit when love in action is frequent, what goes around comes around with the Holy Spirit when love in action is frequent. So I'm playing with words again, but meditation as mediation for co-creation with more light as conscience at this time of the year, the light that lights every heart that comes into the world. I mean, when was the last time you meditated on a candle flame within a dark room? So see yourself doing that. And if you're meditating on that candle flame, you know, with pure intention, consider what you truly want to know as you entertain, you know, entrain your brain in the name and the flame of the same enlightened meditation process with this sequence of mediation. I'm going to go through three steps here. Identifying with the flame, knowing thyself for more light as conscience, and serving others as enlightened self-interest. So, the first one is identifying with the flame. You know, there's a lot of young people in particular going through identity crisis. They don't know what to think because the lamestream media is virtually insane. And putting out, you know, I mean, what are they saying? There's 30 different sexual identities you can have besides male and female, or 27 or whatever. It's nuts. So what's your ID? How do you identify with the flame, the name and the flame that's the same Christic, you know, light of God, love, source, I am that always prevails? I mean, the first step is your attunement with your higher self, your real self, your higher self, as resonates with the frequency that, you know, the flame of love and gratitude, as in frequently. And think about this. It's the flame, as you're looking at the flame in a darkened room, it's the flame in the candle that melts the wax into liquid which is wicked up into a gas that feeds the flame. Now, I'm going into an exquisite metaphor here because, you know, likewise, it's the spirit fire that matters above all, which is the flame of being. Be in God, love, source, I am, being. That melts the 3D egoic density with 4D prescient fluidity that wicks itself up and feeds the 5D flame. So 5D plus flame of cosmic, universal, God, love, source, I am, you know, being. This is the first, you know, attunement. Attunement with that is the first step in this, basically simple as 1, 2, 3 mediation for enlightenment. So the next one, next point is know thyself, you know, more light as conscience. And this is the second step of alignment with the purpose of love. I mean, it's the flame of pure intention that melts the density of identity crisis into a fluid uprising and upwising, you might say, conscious evolution revelations, as feeds the flame of conscience with enlightened common sense. Now, it's been said that the purpose of life is lifelong learning for conscious evolution, you know, maturing from self-knowledge to wisdom, making the unconscious conscious, you know, conscious of how you are conscious. You know, there's a difference between animals and humans. Animals are conscious. Humans have conscience. They're conscious of how they are conscious, whether they're loving kind or not, you know, whether they're following the golden rule law language of the universe or not. And as you first, you know thyself, that's the whole, you know, that's the first step on the path, you know, with high self-esteem and pure intention, then you can affirm, you know, I am focusing attention on a good self-image that confirms, you know, I can, with retention, a high state of love that determines I will, you know, for conscious ascension in dimensions that integrate all the above, I am, I can, I will, with full spectrum comprehension. So done deal, fully awake. If that's the whole purpose of life, this is the process. There's a formula for this, you know, this process of uprising and uprising, whereby, you know, pure intention focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the 5D plus dimensions of full comprehension. Done deal, fully alive. So the third step is serving others as enlightened self-interest, you know, like I am the other, you know, I identify with Palestinians as us, you know, the truth, identify with the truth of all of this, that this is just wrong, what's going on in Gaza. This is insanity. This is criminality in our face. So serving others as enlightened self-interest, this is the third step of co-creation with synergistic integration of steps 1 and 2. I just mentioned, by way of the, you know, universal language of the angels, you know, heart coherence, and Aquarian law of the angles, your love codes, geometrically ordered divinity, God, love, source, I am, for an Aquarian dispensation of Christic light and cosmic love. So meditation on this enlightening process of mediation is advanced alchemy, you know, to light up and rise up, you know, in this creative ascent process. The creative ascent process, the capstone, CAP, creative ascent process to universal law language, Aquarian light language, first principles of the Aquarian mandate, upgrading 5 core netizen internet freedoms, networking for net worth of net reality, you know, for social conscience and social networks, with a universal interface for global community, how to come into unity, unity and diversity. So this is a process that is involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in Christhood. So I thought what I would do in summing it up is reference. Usually we don't have time for this, but for those who are looking at, and there's still time for this, I can get the shipping out the door tomorrow or Monday. And if it goes first class mail, you'll probably get it. I can send it priority mail also. The Swedish pollen extract. Now, there's a little story here. Most people don't know the Swedish pollen extract, how I went to Sweden in 1987, got the rights to the North American market. When I was in Sweden, they showed me this company in Sweden, which was a wholly owned subsidiary of Pharmacia, which is the second largest company in Sweden. They showed me how they had been curing cancer, brain cancers, and other cancers for many years. They couldn't give me the data on that because it could not be used in the United States because nutrition products can't have health benefits or it's no longer a food, it's a drug. Well, I did open up the American market with the largest health food store chains, medical nutrition companies in America, sports nutrition markets, a magazine, network marketing companies, contract manufacturing. And I developed a market in the United States to where I got good results. And I've and what happened was then one of the big pharma companies, one of the big six, you know, the largest big pharma companies, bought Pharmacia, the second largest company in Sweden, and so they could have access. And they're now using this Swedish pollen extract in drip IVs for immunotherapy, for building the immune system. And drip IVs worldwide, and it's become a huge industry because, as you know, chemo for cancer is a multi-billion-dollar industry worldwide every year, and it wipes out the immune system. And once the immune system is wiped out, they use this natural substance, Swedish pollen extract, that you can take orally. I've used it to remove tumors on my back. I've had people go through complete remission of their cancers with the pollen extract, especially done with other holistic regimens, but it's being used worldwide now for healing cancer and to bring back the immune system, which gets wiped out by chemo and radiation. So I can, if you want this, it's been used, this pollen extract, for 50 years in Sweden as a prophylactic to prevent colds and flu. For, like I say, for more than 50 years, they've used it in Europe and Asia. But in America, because it was not a drug, it wasn't really promoted. There's just no money in it. You know, there's no money in prevention. There's the big money's in treatment. And with treatment, with drugs, they have side effects for more treatment rather than preventing it all with a natural substance on the front end that has no side effects other than more energy, vim, vigor, and vitality. So I usually don't have time to go into a positive plug on the product, Swedish pollen extract, that sponsors my show. So I've done it today. If you've read this far and you're interested, like I say, you can go to any one of my websites pretty much where I have the links on Swedish pollen extract, or you can just go to www.pollenx.com and you can order and I can get it to you. I can ship right away. So let me know if you want to do that. Be glad to help you out. Hopefully you've learned something today or heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.